charging, the difference is, he retouches each picture, and that's why he charges so much more. What you gotta do is retouch the negative, so that you can make, or he's gotta make a reproduction negative that can be retouched.
Well, I gotta do it and pay him whatever's necessary, say, look, you gotta do it, he's gonna get enormous publicity out of it anyway. We put his credit line in the damn thing, right? I gotta think hard about it. Oh, one thing I wanted to be sure to check with you, that report you have on Fort Wayne, if you've got that, I hope compartmentalized in a way that it's not traceable back to you or any of that sort of.
I'm not in it at all, I've had no contact at all with it.
As possible, if.
I've never seen this.
Possible, how did he come about it? That's called Colson.
No.
Colson doesn't know.
Colson doesn't know.
Good.
Colson came to me with it and said, I made.
How did he find it out? You see, what I'm getting at is this, they know that they have this, and they might wanna pin it on us, say that we're gonna do, that we, you see what I mean?
They don't know we've got it.
Okay.
An FBI agent.
On another, what were they doing, investigating them?
An FBI agent who is a guy that Colson has worked with over the years, who's in the Bureau, but is a source guy that he's worked with, and has never had any cross problems with him, came to Colson, and said that a former FBI agent, who, in Fort Wayne, who was a close friend of his and associated in the Bureau back, you know, when they were both in the Bureau, the other guys retired, remembered, when this nomination all came up, that when he was working on another case, he had come across something and found it kind of interesting at the time, but hadn't paid any attention to it as he was going through it. I mean, he paid attention to it, but hadn't done anything about it. So he called us, his FBI contact in Washington, and said, you know, I don't know whether you wanna do anything with this or anybody does, but I just remembered it's there, and, you know, I thought somebody might like to know. So the FBI guy called Colson and told him Colson came to me. I said to Colson, don't do anything about it except if the guy can go back to the file with a camera and get a picture of it. Don't have him check anything out or create any stir. Have him just go back as if you're on some other investigation again. Get into that book and get a picture. But that's all we want for now. So, because I'm afraid they'll remember or think about it. It's quite possible he's not even aware of it.
Yeah.
And,
it's possible.
I mean, he knows the fact, but he may not know that the record exists anywhere. And may not realize it. So anyways, I say, get a picture of it, so that if they decide to destroy it, we've got proof that it's there. Get a picture of the outside of the book and of the pages in the book that have the pertinent data. It's in a county record. So the guy went back to try and do that, and he can't. They will not permit copying of the record. And he indicated, he did say it was after this. He was going through some other stuff, and you know, dissembling, he says. But what he did is get certified. He looked at it again and has filed a certified, maybe copied it out of the book or something. I don't know what. I haven't seen one of those guys. But he got affidavits saying it's there and identifying the record and all that, which then were transmitted to the FBI agent, and the FBI agent took Colson. I told Colson when he got it to get it in his physical possession and lock it in his own safe and just put it in a sealed envelope and then forget about it and do nothing with it.
That's all I need.
That's what he is supposedly doing. Now maybe I ought to look at this stuff, just better not even see it, okay?
You don't want to know.
Okay, well, I don't know.
You just heard a rumor, and you told our people,
that we didn't want to have anything
to do with it, period.
And I did, actually. I told Colson, absolutely. Yeah. And he said, now maybe I should have told Chuck. And I said, no, you did the right thing.
Sure.
And just raising it with me.
You don't have anything.
Don't discuss it with anybody else, and don't do anything else. Lock it up just so that it's there and can be forgotten about.
Okay.
There was a phone call thing. here Rogers is pushing hard on, which is to the parents of the Berger, the American parents of David Berger, who was one of the Israelis that was killed. He was the weightlifter who emigrated to Israel 2 years ago and holds dual citizenship. His parents live in Shaker Heights, Cleveland. They called Bannock's office and wanted to get us to use an airplane to fly his body home so they could bury him before Rosh Hashanah. And state doing defense is providing a military airlift of the body to the U.S.
All right.
They have another son and daughter visiting Munich, and they're going to accompany the body home to Ohio. And Bill suggests strongly that you call Dr. Berger and express sympathy. If you aren't going to, Haig is going to.
Well, I'm calling.
But just, not Haig, Rush is going to. If you want, Coulson suggests a letter from you and a call from Rogers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you see, they come in here.
Well, what are you talking about?
must be a hell of a guy in some way.
One thing I think, addition to the news summary that would be helpful to all concerned, you know, they have the first page which summarizes the news. I think they could have another first page in summary, so that you don't want to read the whole summary, which says basically the first half of the page, coverage of the McGovern, coverage of Major Nixon coverage, Major McGovern. I'd like to sort of see the comparison, even though you understand, if it makes the national media, it'll be in the first page, where that is what I'm just referring to, because you know there's a lot of stuff on McGovern and on us that isn't in the national media. You could say McGovern and McGovern's speech and so forth got 2 minutes on the network and was highly favorable. Shriver was here, so forth and so on, modest coverage. The Nixon campaign, we got no national coverage today, but the this and that. I don't want to check around and see what 40 surveys got, but I just want to know, in other words, I want to see a summary of the news summary politics. See what I mean?
Yep.
But not an opinion. Not an opinion so much as, yes, it's basically.
It's a feel of what
it's feel, something the feel of how it rockets. McGovern feel was this way today, and the next feel was this way, right? I want to see how people are carrying out on the idea of staging an attack rather than on the defense. And what play we're getting. Incidentally, that doesn't need to be, you know, they've got a lot of work to do. I don't think you need to do that every day.
I think it's a good idea to do it every day.
Yeah.
Get it.
Well,
if you
do it, somebody, the editor, like, sit down and take it.
Then you want to
work with it. Well, we're not going to hold to every decided judgment or whatever the case might be.
Not only campaigning, but programmatically and all too.
That's the other thing. He doesn't feel we ought to get out on a lot of programs.
But very strongly the other way.
Really, the tax thing, which we're...
He was much stronger when he was talking to me about the tax thing than he was to you. And he said, you know, the people are saying we've got to get out and do the tax thing because the government's hitting it now. He said, well, that's fine. He said, what do you want to do? Get from 65 up to 70 in the polls? And what do you expect to gain from going out
right.
with it?
You mean... I think
his point is we've gotten where we are
now.
That's right. His point is we've gotten where we are by not doing that kind of thing. And that it's foolish to come out with something that you can get, you know, you're setting yourself up to be shot at.
What he got is just being shot for a property tax. You know, John's people have gone ahead apparently with that idea of what the hell we want to program in second term. I told him that I felt that was a pretty useless word. He said, well, it's long lead times.
what we've got.
We've got all of it.
That's right.
We've got more than anybody can swallow on
right.
our plate now.
And he, but you see, John is reacting about the press. I mean, they're all having lunch and so forth. They describe about the second term. Just talk in general terms. What am I going to say? Do what we're going to do, what we can.
Definitely.
Be very excited. Be very general. Don't tell them anything. You know why they want this junction.
Or something to hang on, I suppose.
Of course.
Gives you any...
Of course.
Of some nutty
they want us out. If they want us out there or something. If the other side can shoot them. Programs of what we've got is, doesn't give them any targets. So, at least that's my view. I think Tommy's advice in that program, and I think, and also I think his advice about running down America, pass up in the Coastal Group.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I think he's right. There was an enormous reaction to the national pride stuff that came through in the Olympics.
Was there?
Before all this stuff. But, yeah. Because in ABC, I don't know why they did it, but they did a hell of a good job. On the national pride thing, and
I only saw it a couple of
nights. Having the kids, they close every night with the national anthem. They always close with an American getting a gold medal, and they're playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
So that the close of the program was always the national anthem.
I did never saw that close.
And some of it was just that thing of that kid. What's his name? I can remember.
Wow.
With the hat, it was really something. And then they got in the next night. In an interview, and he was absolutely mortified. He said, I was so overcome that I forgot I had my hat on and I forgot to take it off. And I would never stand for the national anthem with my hat on. You know, and he just went on and on about how sorry he was he had done.